This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Richard Fechter, who is the Rolling Prairie District County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, based at Howard, Kansas in Elk County. Richard, how is the fall harvest progressing in your area?
It is progressing pretty quickly. In the last couple of weeks when we had the warm weather, things dried down pretty quickly and harvest took off pretty quick.
How are the current crops looking right now?
You know, just driving down the road, they don't look that good, but talking to producers that have cut some fields and harvested some of the crops, they're turning out better than what we've expected. Turning out surprisingly well, or better than we really expected, so.
And I'm trying to think, in your area, you've got corn and...
We are mostly corn and soybeans, yeah. A little bit of milo, not very much, but we're not a big crops county anyway, or area. But the few crop acres we do have are mostly soybeans and corn.
Have the rains been, and I haven't been looking at the drought monitor lately, have the rains been timely enough for your crops this year?
Well, we haven't had a lot of rain, needless to say, but a few spots in our area have caught a inch or so rain that's been very timely, evidently, to make some of the crops turn out better than what we expected. It's been pretty hit and miss, and mostly miss, but there's been a few places that have actually caught half an inch to an inch here or there that have really helped out.
How much of your corn do you think will end up going to grain?
Oh, I mean, the majority of it will go to grain. It's just our yields are going to be pretty low on those. I doubt there will be many acres that are unharvested, but most of it will be pretty low yielding.
And are the soybeans filling out okay?
Yes, they are. I mean, I've heard some pretty good reports as far as yield-wise, but the size of the beans is... There's a lot of BB-sized beans or smaller beans in there as well. So they filled out, they just haven't filled out very well.
Have you guys had any pest or disease issues this year or any weather events?
That's one good thing. We really haven't had many, I mean, we haven't had any weather issues except for the drought, lack of rain. But we haven't had any hail come through or big wind storms. And there hasn't been hardly any disease or insect pressure out there in our crops to cause any more damage than what has already been done by the lack of rainfall.
Well, that's good to hear that you didn't get hit by anything like that.
Yeah, something positive came out of this, I guess, so.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I've been talking with Richard Fechter, Rolling Prairie District County Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources, based at Howard, Kansas in Elk County. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.